This podcast is brought to you by XNWX Satellite Weather.
You're tuned into AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture directly from Whitman Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm Paul Bertarelli, and today we're talking to Tom Harper of Avidyne. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Well, I have to tell you, it seems like you can hardly open a car door without bumping into yet more new glass panel products for light aircraft, and I know you have some to announce. But first, I'd like to ask you a broader question you covered in the press briefing, and that's this. Has the market acceptance and market development for glass panel progressed faster than you, or maybe I should say the industry, thought it would?
Well, when we rolled out our Integra glass in 2003, initially in the OEM market, we projected that the uptake in the adoption of glass for GA would be much faster than when glass first appeared on the scene in air transport and business aviation almost 20 years ago now.
And why has it been faster?
Well, we believe that the benefits of glass have been demonstrated in those other markets. And with the advent of the computer age and the cost coming in line to meet the requirements for general aviation, we believe that the safety advantages are so compelling that general aviation market would move to it much faster, and they've clearly done that in both the OEM and now as we move into the aftermarket with our retrofit product.
And it seems like the uptake is really accelerating now.
It really is. In fact, you know, when we launched the Integra in 2003, Cirrus was our launch customer, and they were going to offer it as an option, and within a matter of months, every airplane they built was coming off the line with glass, and soon every other manufacturer in light GA followed suit with either our glass or our competitor's glass as they came on. So the trend has quickly moved away from even providing six-pack airplanes at most of the OEMs. You would have to order it special now, where you would have thought going in, or many people would have thought going in, that the glass would have been the special order, and it's been the exact opposite.
Okay, let's talk about new products. Speaking of glass, you're announcing the PFD 4000, which is a new 8-inch primary flight display intended for the aftermarket. Can you give us a summary of that?
Yes, as you mentioned, it's an 8-inch diagonal. It's designed as a six-pack replacement and really is a little brother to our existing EXP 5000, which is the Integra 10.4-inch diagonal glass, which we've already made plenty of inroads as far as retrofitting it into turboprop class airplanes like the King Airs and Conquest, and even on down. We announced recently Cessna 300 and 400 series airplanes, and also even a Cessna 210. But what this PFD 4000 does, it's small enough now that it can go into a lot of airplanes where that 10.4-inch glass wouldn't have fit, including the light Cessna singles, the Moonies, and some of the smaller Pipers. And it just opens up the opportunity to get to glass for this larger segment of the market.
And although you haven't released a price, do you believe it'll be priced competitively?
Absolutely. I believe it'll be priced competitive with stuff that's already been announced but yet to be delivered. And I think we'll be right in the mix there and provide the real benefits that Avidyne brings, which is the ease of use and added safety and functionality.
The original Integra had the Adahars integrated right into the box behind the panel, but this has a remote Adahars. Is that to make it smaller so it can fit into more airframes?
Yes, it was really a requirement to get into these smaller airplanes to have a much shallower display, and this unit is 3.5 inches deep behind the panel. We can mount the Adahars actually virtually anywhere in the airplane, and it makes it much more accommodating for many more airplanes this way.
And what other kind of remote boxes or units does the architecture require?
There's a separate MPI 130, which is basically an I.O. Interface unit that will interface with your navs. We've expanded the interfaces with this 8-inch product, so it'll work with not only Gamma 429-capable GPS's navs, but also with some of the legacy resolver-based nav systems and RS-232 GPSs out there.
Now, this new product has XGA glass, is that correct?
That's correct. So it's a full 1024 by 768 pixels, very high res, super bright with LED backlighting.
How's that different from the original Integra?
The original Integra is 800 by 600. But even in a matter of, 4 or 5 years since the original system came out, you know, the technology continues to evolve.
And how about autopilot interface for the PFD 4000?
Well, our intent is to do the lion's share of the analog and digital autopilot interfaces that are out in this market, which is going to be the the Bendix King series, the Aztec series, the Century series. So we'll kind of move through those and add those and work toward an AML.
And product availability on this? Timeline?
We're not announcing pricing or availability at this time, but you can expect it'll be a 2009 product.
Okay. You're also announcing the new 15-inch glass display, which is just huge. What's the market application for that product and the timeline?
Well, really, we're showing the 15-inch glass. Primarily, it's an OEM type of offering. As we move up market, we've been selected on the Spectrum S33 jet, and this is one configuration that might work in that airplane, but other turbine class aircraft. So what we're showing at Oshkosh is the synthetic vision system on that glass. So it's pretty compelling, and it also will show our FMS 900W, which we rolled out at Sun and Fun, and just an incredibly powerful system.
Last, let's talk a little bit about synthetic vision and enhanced vision for all of these products. This is a new capability in this market segment, I take it?
Yes, you're starting to see more and more about it. The cost of the enhanced vision cameras is starting to come down to a point where it's viable for GA. You've seen it in some of the high-end corporate airplanes for several years now. But the synthetic vision uses, of course, a database to generate a picture of what is outside, whether even if you're on a dark night or in the clouds or whatever, it'll show you the terrain and obstacles of what's out, what would be outside. And then enhanced vision is an infrared camera that actually takes an actual picture of what's outside using infrared waves to sense that. So you can augment your limited visual cues with what you see on the screen, either through synthetic or enhanced vision.
And that camera mounts either on the roof of the cabin or the tail, I assume?
Right, or on the bottom of a wing, depending on the brand.
Thanks very much for filling us in on this, Tom. You can see Avedine's new products here at the show in Hall B, booth number 2098 and 2101. For more online, see www.avedine.com. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb direct from EAA AirVenture at Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather has quickly become the leading way to fly for pilots across the country. And now with updates to the Aviator Data Package and Aviator Pro, the brand new weather data package from XMWX, pilots have an even better reason to fly with the Data Link weather leader in flight and every flight.